campus community radio station, now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Communist China ramps up efforts to intimidate Shenyun with sabotage and unhinged threats of violence. In the most recent manifestation of efforts to sabotage Shenyun performing arts, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has targeted the popular performing arts company with a series of bombing and mass shooting threats and acts of vandalism on U.S. soil.
中共连发威胁邮件，阻扰神韵演出。最近，中共针对美国神韵艺术团进行了一系列炸弹和大规模枪击的邮件威胁，并在美国本土进行破坏活动。这些事件是中共阻扰神韵不断升级破坏行动中的最新一把。
Shenyun Performing Arts, the world's premier classical Chinese dance and music company, has long been a thorn on the CCP's side for its betrayal of authentic Chinese culture and spirituality prior to the ravages of communist rule.
神韵艺术团是世界顶级的中国古典音乐舞蹈表演艺术团，长期以来一直是中共的眼中钉、肉中刺。因为它描绘的是共产党统治蹂躏之前真实的中国文化和精神世界。
The first of these threats was received on March 14th, aiming directly at Shenyun's headquarters in upstate New York, as reported by the Epoch Times on March 25th. Delivered to the Shenyun via email, the threat warned of a remote-controlled bomb.That had been supposedly placed at Dragon Springs, Shenyun's training facilities in Deer Park, Orange County. The campus also houses several temples built in the style of China's Tang Dynasty, which was one of the most prosperous and harmonious periods in Chinese history.
据大纪元3月25日报道，第一个炸弹威胁针对的是纽约上周的神韵总部。3月18日，一个显示中文用户名的电子邮件账户发送威胁邮件说，我在龙泉寺放置了一枚遥控炸弹。龙泉寺是神韵艺术团的训练基地，还有几座唐朝风格的寺庙。
Composed of more than 50 elite performers from all over the world trained in the millennia,Shenyun currently has 8 companies that perform and tour simultaneously across Europe, Asia, North and South America, and Oceania, reaching an audience of about 1 million a year.
神韵艺术团由500多名来自世界各地的精英演员组成，他们接受过绵延千年的艺术传统训练。目前有8个团在欧洲、亚洲、北美、南美和大洋洲同时巡回演出，每年观众总数超过100万人。
Communist China's campaign to sabotage and smear Shenyun goes back as far as the company itself. Founded in 2006 by Chinese-American believers of the traditional spiritual discipline Falun Gong, some of Shenyun's dances depict the severe and still ongoing persecution that their faith suffers in mainland China.
神韵艺术团于2006年由在美国的法轮功修炼者创办，从那时以来就不断遭到中共的干扰和抹黑。神韵演出中一些舞蹈节目展现了法轮功修炼者在中国大陆遭受的严重迫害。
Other pieces in the roughly two-hour-long performances feature various forms of classical Chinese dance, dances from China's diversity of ethnic minority groups, as well as dramatized renditions of important episodes from Chinese history or legends.
在长达约两小时的演出中，神韵其他节目包括各种形式的中国古典舞、中国少数民族舞蹈、 以及表现中国历史或传说中重要情节的舞蹈剧。
Within the span of 1 week, Shen Yun had reportedly received 3 bomb threats in addition to seeing 2 of its tour buses deliberately vandalized by having its tires slashed.
据报道，在短短一周时间内，神宇艺术团收到3次炸弹威胁。此外，3月15日，两辆神韵巡演巴士的轮胎被割破。
Later on March 26, the company's headquarters received a series of emails claiming that mass shootings and detonations of multiple C4 plastic bombs would take place at Dragon Springs to help the CCP get rid of traitors.
随后，3月26日，神韵公司总部收到了一系列电子邮件，声称将在龙泉寺进行大规模枪击和引爆多枚 C4 塑料炸弹，以帮助中共除掉叛徒。
The subsequent threats were directed at theaters scheduled to host Shen Yun performances, with menacing emails warning of bombs placed in venues unless Shen Yun was immediately barred from performing.
其他威胁邮件则针对将举办神韵演出的剧院。威胁邮件称，除非立即停止神韵演出，否则将在演出场所放置炸弹。
We randomly placed a lot of bombs in the theater, one of the emails sent to theater administrators in California read. If you don't want us to detonate the bombs, please refuse Shen Yun Performing Arts to perform here immediately.
一封发给加利福尼亚州一家剧院管理人员的电子邮件中写道，我们在剧院里随机放置了很多炸弹。如果你们不想让我们引爆炸弹，请立即拒绝神韵艺术团在这里的演出。
Similar bombing and mass shooting threats were made at theaters hosting Shen Yun in Taiwan. One message even threatened the rape and murder of Shen Yun performers if their shows were allowed to be held.
类似的炸弹和枪击威胁也发给了在台湾即将进行神韵演出的剧院。一家剧院收到的威胁信中称，如果让神韵演出继续，神韵演员会被强奸和杀戮。
These incidents not only force evacuations and thorough searches by law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, but also sowed a seed of fear and uncertainty among theatergoers and the general public.
在收到炸弹恐吓电邮后，剧院工作人员疏散了场地。当地执法部门，包括 FBI, 还派出人员进行了搜查，但什么也没发现。不过，这些威胁邮件让观众和公众感到恐慌及不确定性。
A Vancouver Police Department spokesperson told the Epoch Times regarding a false alarm in the city, I can confirm that there was a bomb threat to the theater on Saturday afternoon. An investigation took place and it revealed the threat was false.
温哥华警察局发言人告诉大纪元记者，我可以确认周六下午剧院收到炸弹威胁。经过调查，发现这一威胁是假的。
Ying Chen, a vice president of Shen Yun, told the Epoch Times that she believes the emails really are the last-ditch effort of a regime to hide the truth.
神韵新世界艺术团副团长陈英在接受大纪元采访时说，他认为这些威胁电子邮件确实是一个政权掩盖真相的最后努力。
Chen said, Shen Yun shows the world just how profound, inspiring, and magnificent authentic Chinese culture was before the CCP seized power. This is the last thing the CCP wants demonstrated so clearly on stages around the world, and so for more than 15 years, they have stopped at nothing to thwart Shen Yun.
Chen Yun 说，神韵向世界展示了中共夺取政权之前真正的中华文化，这是中共最不想在世界各地舞台上被清楚展现的事。因此，在这15年来，他们一直不择手段地阻挠神韵。
Welcome back to to the China Show on CJSF 9.1 FM, Burleby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Spencer McKenzie, and the song is called Cold November. It's dedicated to the November 2015 Paris attacks and the family, friends, and loved ones of those affected by terrorism and hate in the world. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 That Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的一首歌曲是来自 Spencer McKenzie 演唱的歌曲 Cold November。
In the streets where people used to meet, candles all aglow, where lovers used to go. Whole world has gone crazy, whole world's got the blues. Oh, what are we to do when the world got the blues? It's a brave new world of hate, with the borders, walls, and the gates. Teach and rise above, olive branch and dove. Oh, world, it's gone crazy. Oh, world's got the blues. Oh, what are we to do when the world, oh, world, has got the blues? Your glasses, always remember this cold, oh, this cold, cold day in November. Oh, thank you. people used to meet. Candles all aglow, where lovers used to go.
The song you just heard is called Cold November, which is vocal by Spencer McKenzie, and it's from the album also titled Cold November, released in June 2018. For more information about Spencer McKenzie's music, you can visit www.spencermckenzie.ca. Aplex is a music piece by Josh Grossman. It's performed by Toronto Jazz Orchestra. It's called George and Rose, which is from the album titled Toronto Jazz Orchestra 20. 听众朋友，接下来请大家欣赏来自多伦多爵士乐团演奏的乐曲 George and Rose。 那么这首乐曲呢，是由 Josh Grossman 作曲的，希望您喜欢。Thank you.
是奇迹，命里偏偏走进我生命，用那沾满浓情的爱笔挥洒永不褪色的诗句，只要彼此长久让我想起，何必强求一定终身相惜，珍藏着很美好的回忆，等你在梦里再爱我一次，再爱我一
That song was called 再爱我一次 which means Love Me One More Time, and it's vocal by 蔡琴. The last song for today's music segment of the Chinese show is a song called 一剪梅 which means a branch of plum blossomAnd it's vocal by 费玉清. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week, next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是由蔡琴演唱的《再爱我一次》。今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲是由费玉清演唱的《一剪梅》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再会。草原广阔，层层风雨不能阻隔，总要云开日出时候，万丈阳光照耀你我，真情像梅花开过，冷冷冰雪不能掩。